Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Texas hospital suspends doctor for false COVID information. Houston. A Houston hospital has temporarily suspended a doctor for spreading false information about COVID-19 to her patients and on social media. Dr. Mary Tally Bowden, an ear, nose, and throat specialist who runs a private practice in River Oaks, had been granted provisional privileges at Houston Methodist Hospital within the last year. The hospital revoked Bowden's hospital privileges on Friday, citing unprofessional behavior, including vulgar language on social media, as the main reason for suspension, the Houston Chronicle reported. On her Twitter account, Bowden repeatedly decried vaccine mandates and promoted the unproven benefits of ivermectin, the antiparasitic drug that federal health officials advise against using to treat the virus. In emails obtained by the Chronicle, Bowden was urging against vaccinations for children and telling her patients that data she had collected suggested that the vaccine is not working. Dr. Mary Bowden, who recently joined the medical staff at Houston Methodist Hospital, is using her social media accounts to express her personal and political opinions about the COVID-19 vaccine and treatments, Houston Methodist said in a statement. These opinions, which are harmful to the community, do not reflect reliable medical evidence or the values of Houston Methodist, where we have treated more than 25,000 COVID-19 inpatients and where all our employees and physicians are vaccinated to protect our patients. Bowden told the Chronicle all her comments are backed by clinical experience.
Hi. This is Jack. I'm reading the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Tuesday, November 16th, 2021. Education section. Immigrant parents taught nurse to value learning. By Rebecca Bell. Sarai Avila Marks' first encounter with higher education was when she was a small child accompanying her mother Rosa to the University of Texas Permian Basin. My father worked, so my mother took my three siblings and me to classes with her. She would tell us to sit quietly and do our homework or read until she got out of class. I think that experience taught us all the importance of education and the desire to get a degree. Marks explained that her parents were both born in Mexico. Her mother immigrated to the U.S. as a child and graduated from Midland High in 1990. Her father immigrated as an adult. Before transferring to UTPB, her mother Rosa received an associate degree from Midland College in 1993. Now, all four of Rosa's children and various nieces and nephews also have credentials from MC. Sarai's oldest sister, Adriana, went through MC's vocational nursing program. Then there's Adrian, who is a graduate of the air conditioning, heating, and refrigeration technology program and owns his own HVAC company. Sarai is the third child, and youngest sister, Karina, has an associate of science degree from MC and is employed as a cosmetologist. It all started with Mom, Mark said. Her ambition and love of education has been an inspiration for the entire family. My mom also stressed the importance of reading. As children, we went to the downtown library a lot. We each had to choose books to read. When we were too young to read the books ourselves, we would find time of her busy schedule to read to us. And then, once we learned to read, she always made sure we were never without a book. She also taught us the value of a dollar and how to save. It was understood from an early age that we would go to Midland College in order to save money and take advantage of the many scholarships the college offers. I remember her telling us, "Get good grades and the scholarships will come." My parents ran a family business, Super Pollo USA, on Florida and Terrell Streets in Midland for a long time. My mother earned both bachelor's and master's degree from UTPB and became a bilingual elementary school teacher for Midland ISD. She resigned from the bilingual department after also working 21 years as a school teacher. My father retired as a welder. However, retirement doesn't mean that my parents stopped working. They now manage their own business. Besides instilling in their four children a desire to learn, they also gave us a strong work ethic. Sarah currently works as the charge nurse at a surgery center in Midland. Her workday starts at 5:45 a.m., and when she finishes at 4 p.m., it's time to assume her other responsibilities as mom to her three boys, all under the age of six. Then, in the evening and on her days off, she becomes a student as she works to complete a doctorate of nursing practice degree from Texas Tech. Marks explained that when she entered Midland College in 2003 after graduating from Lee, she knew she wanted to pursue something in the medical field, but wasn't exactly sure what that would be. When I first started college, I thought I would become a physician's assistant. I took a lot of science courses. I had my first son, Luis, in 2014 during final exam week. My professors were great and very understanding. I specifically recall biology professor Mariana Mertens, Amelia Belazer, and Thomas Hernandez. Mr. Hernandez made alterations in my lab assignments the semester I was pregnant because dissecting rats made me extremely nauseous. All my professors were like that. They were accommodating, but still held me accountable, and for that I am truly grateful. Mark supplemented the cost of her Midland College tuition with the Legacy Scholarship. When she graduated in 2015, Abel Hanger Foundation awarded her a transfer scholarship, and she stayed in Midland, taking advantage of Sol Ross classes held on the Midland College main campus. She graduated from Sol Ross in 2016 with a Bachelor of Science degree, majoring in biology and minoring in chemistry. Shortly after graduating, she had a second son. Then she entered Texas Tech School of Nursing and completed the second degree Bachelor of Science in Nursing Accelerated Program. It's a great program. It allows people with a bachelor's degree to complete a nursing degree in just a year. However, had I known the beginning of my true calling was nursing, I would have gone through MC's nursing program and then obtained my BSN through Texas Tech. I ended up taking the long way to become a nurse. Marks also recalled the personal turmoil in her life at the time. My boys were 3 and 1, and I was a single mother during nursing school. My first husband was not supportive, and it was hard. However, getting an education was always a priority for me. It was not easy, but everything is possible if you truly believe and work hard for it. Fortunately for Marks, her second husband is extremely supportive of her decision to continue her studies toward a doctorate degree. The couple have been married for almost 2 years. Her husband is a South African native and has been in the U.S. for 3 years. He's a contract fabricator slash welder. 6 months ago, Sarai gave birth to her third son. My husband is wonderful. Since I have been at work early in the morning, he gets the boys up and gets them to school and daycare. The boys are a handful, big personalities in little bodies. Just like her parents did when she was a child, Sarai stresses that her children speak Spanish at home and English at school. Being bilingual has opened a lot of doors for me, and I tell my children that it will work for them as well. Speaking Spanish at home is also helping my husband learn the language, even though he speaks two other languages. He comes from a multicultural family. His father is South African and his mother is Malaysian. We think it's important that our children learn and speak more than one language and that they have an understanding of their ancestral cultures. Mark said she even, though she is a proud nurse, her first job is being a mom and wife. Seeing my children happy makes me happy, she said. The family enjoys camping, swimming, and participating in their church. She also enjoys recreational soccer and horseback riding. Before working for her current employer, she was employed at Midland Memorial Hospital in the emergency department for approximately 18 months, and then the neonatal intensive care unit for 5. She said that those responsibilities helped to give her experience and exposure to various types of care. She also became a Spanish certified nurse interpreter. once she received her doctorate degree, her career goal is to go into family care or community health as a nurse practitioner. Students earn philanthropy award for PCPP program. The Permian Basin Association of Fundraising Professionals awarded the Midland College Primary Care Pathway Program students the Outstanding Youth and Philanthropy Award during the day luncheon on Thursday at the Petroleum Club. Midland College's PCPP program consists of an enhanced three-year pre-med curriculum that includes 2 years at Midland College and 1 year at North Texas. In addition, students participate in healthcare enrichment activities. Students who successfully complete the program are then eligible to apply to medical school at Texas College of Osteopathic Medicine in Fort Worth. The program is a partnership among Midland College, Midland Health, University of North Texas, and TCOM. An important component of the program includes community service hours. Since the PCPP's inception in 2016, participants have completed over 2,000 community service hours, averaging 100 hours per student and over 1,000 healthcare-related service learning hours. Permian Basin STEPS service have contributed to Midland College's food drive that benefits West Texas Food Bank. The members of STEPS discussed having a canned food drive to help those in our community who are in need of food, especially during the upcoming holidays. Sarah Welsh, director of the programs, explained, "When I informed STEPS members about MC's annual food drive, they immediately wanted to assist toward our efforts. We are delighted to partner with regional business and industry in a number of ways, and helping people in our community with food insecurities is certainly a worthwhile endeavor." Midland College's Thanksgiving food drive began November 1st and ends Friday, November 22nd. Chaparral Golf Team will deliver the food to the West Texas Food Bank. Associate Professor is a strong advocate of community nonprofits. Ginger Shantz has lived in Midland since 2006. She started working as an adjunct government professor at Midland College in December 2014 and then assumed her full-time position in the fall of 2015. She has a bachelor's degree in print journalism from Texas Tech and a master's degree in government from New Mexico State. As a strong advocate of nonprofit organizations in the community, her master's thesis was about 50 years of Casa de Amigos in Midland. Shantz said her husband, Dan, were married in 2010, and their family is composed of biological and adopted children. She's an avid college sports fan and sees the outdoors as a place of refuge. She has traveled extensively and has even skied in the Andes Mountains. Ginger and Dan strongly support and encourage STEM and STEAM education in Midland. How do you get involved in education? As a journalist, I felt that every time I wrote news stories, I was helping to educate people. It also made sense, as a daughter of an educator, to move into education as a profession. My life has been greatly and positively impacted by educators. I also enjoy offering a positive influence into the lives of others, young and old. I believe learning should never cease. What's your favorite thing about Midland College? The faculty kinship at Midland College. Petroleum Museum opens spring education registration. Petroleum Museum members can now register for spring education classes. Registration for non-members opens Wednesday. Classes include two STEAM Break programs. STEAM Break is designed to assist parents and engage students during the fall and spring intersessional breaks, and homeschooled students can also participate. The first STEAM break will be Lovin' Legos from February 7th to the 11th. The morning session will feature hands-on learning through experiments, Lego engineering challenges, and inventive projects. The afternoon session will feature experiments, collaborative engineering projects, and games all centered around a popular kids' movie, The Lego Movie. Lego Movie 2, Encanto, Ron's Gone Wrong, and Sing 2. The second STEAM break will be Science Behind Sports from March 7th to the 11th. The morning session will feature hands-on activities that utilize sports to explain topics such as the scientific method, probability, strength, engineering, and more. The afternoon session will feature experiments, collaborative engineering projects, and games, all centered around a popular kids' movies, including Luca, Rumble, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, Lilo and Stitch, and Turning Red. Steam Break is open to students in 1st through 6th grade. Pre-registration is required. Building Bots is a robotics and engineering fun lab that enables students to explore the world of STEM through inventive robotic designs, engineering challenges, and creative projects. Classes for students in grades kindergarten through 2nd are held on the first Tuesday of February, March, April, and May. Classes for students in grades 3 through 6th are held on the third Tuesday in February, March, April, and May. Both classes are from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Pre-registration is required. STEAM Sprouts is for children ages 4 to 5. The museum will offer a 6-week STEAM Sprouts program that will engage students in fairy tale STEAM programming centered around the three little pigs, the three billy goats, and Goldilocks and the three bears. Classes will be held on Mondays starting on March 21st at either 9:30 to 10:30 or 11:30 to 12:30. Pre-registration is required. Texas A&M recognizes MISD student teacher. Texas A&M School of Education sends student teachers all over the state of Texas for training to become the next generation of educators. Of the 500 current A&M student teachers, 6 have been selected for the Always Eager More of Aggie Teachers Award for 2021. One of this year's selections is Texas A&M senior Sidney Owens, who is spending the fall semester as a student teacher at MISD's Yarborough Elementary. The award was established by Texas A&M to recognize outstanding student teachers who demonstrate an exceptional work ethic and commitment to the teaching program. Student teachers are nominated by university supervisors and cooperating teachers. Award recipients receive a certificate and a $200 reward. Campus to receive surveys for calendar. Surveys have gone out to Midland ISD campuses as the District Educational Improvement Council starts the process of constructing the 22-23 school calendar. The survey addresses when schools start, what breaks should be maintained, when staff should report to campus, and the placement of early release days. Midland ISD Superintendent Angelica Ramsey stated that the calendar drafting process has not started yet, and there are 2 meetings scheduled for the drafting of a schedule. The DEIC shared a survey this week with the campus and groups they represent in order to gather input before coming together later this month to begin drafting options. Once their drafts are complete, they will present them at a board meeting. Those options will be posted online for public comment and shared with the 5 superintendent advisory committees for feedback. The calendar will be voted on at a subsequent board meeting. The DEIC is made up of district professional staff, parents, and community members. The campus representatives are selected by their site. In accordance with education code, at least 2/3 of the staff representatives must be classroom teachers. There are no administrators on the DEIC.
Hair growth versus skin irritation. Dear Dr. Roach, you recently wrote that minoxidil, Rogaine, provides some benefit for hair growth. My friend broke out in hives after using it. Would you please print the pros and cons associated with Rogaine? TA. Answer. Topical minoxidil is generally well tolerated. The most common side effect, which what your friend had, a local skin irritation, which can be allergic in nature or plain irritation. In most cases of people with allergic reaction, it was a separate component in the product. A solvent called propylene glycol, not the minoxidil itself, that caused the reaction. So some people have had success with a compounded version of the medicine made with a different solvent. Both men and women have strong desire for even the moderate benefit in hair that minoxidil usually gives, so much so that they are often willing to put up with mild irritation. Minoxidil taken orally dramatically lowers blood pressure, But topical minoxidil is not absorbed well enough to lower the blood pressure in people with intact skin. People with inflammation of the scalp may absorb enough minoxidil to lower their blood pressure, which could be a problem in people with some kinds of heart disease.
This is the Dear Abby column. New mother feels guilty for canceling adoption. Dear Abby, I recently backed out of an adoption. I feel terrible about it. How can I mentally and emotionally get over this? My baby girl is 4 months old now, and my guilt is getting worse. I backed out 3 days before she was born. The couple I had chosen turned out to be unprofessional and emotionally unstable. They not only caused me several problems, but also my job, which I loved. During the 4 months I knew them, they treated me poorly, and I realized it was better for my little one not to go through with the adoption. They are now trying to make me out to be a bad person who used them financially, something I really did not. I'm glad now that I kept my daughter. So why do I keep feeling so bad about my decision? Signed, Guilt-Ridden in the Midwest. Dear Guilt-Ridden, if I had to guess the reason, I would say it may be because you know your last-minute change of mind caused this couple pain. A way to assuage your guilt might be to work out a payment plan so they are not out the money they spent. The lawyer or adoption agency that arranged the adoption may be able to guide you. Dear Abby, I have two sisters. We were very close until our mother passed away 2 years ago. In her trust, the proceeds from the sale of her house were to be divided among the three of us. Only one sister has children. They are grown. My two sisters have decided we should split the proceeds from Mom's house, about $800,000, five ways to include the adult children. Their mother has threatened to, quote, disown me, unquote, if I don't go along with the five-way split. I have always done right by her kids, and neither sister bothered to ask for my reason for not wanting to include my nephew and niece in the inheritance. I love my sisters and do not want to lose them, but I also don't want to be bullied into a decision I cannot support. Signed, To Divide or Not to Divide. Dear Divide, your mother's wishes were that the money be divided three ways. Your sisters should abide by the directions of the trust. I agree you shouldn't be bullied or threatened into taking less than your mother wanted you to have. If your sisters want the kids to have a share of the inheritance, they should gift the amount from their portion rather than extort it from you. Their attitude has not only tarnished something that should have been a blessing, but created a rift in the family, and that's a shame. Dear Abby, I could really use your help. I don't know how to respond to people I hardly know who end conversations with, I love you. I don't feel comfortable saying that to someone and not meaning it. This isn't like saying, have a nice day. Is there a polite way of responding without saying something that to me is totally inappropriate to someone I only have a casual relationship with? Signed, Uncomfortable in the Midwest. Dear Uncomfortable, respond this way. What a sweet thing to say. Thank you. Then smile and fade out. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.